It's Friday, everyone. What do we do on Fridays here at the Hint Hive? That's right, we smash the patriarchy. Hello, my fellow fierce queens. Welcome back to the Hint Hive, amplifying women's voices. I'm your host, Kelly Hint, Queen Bee of this hive, and today we're exploring a weapon that every goddess needs in her arsenal, self-care. Get ready for a whirlwind of empowerment, a sprinkle of sass, and a whole lot of self-love. Let's dive in. Okay, first things first. Let's crush the myth that self-care is a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. It's not just about scented candles and fluffy robes, although those are fabulous too. But self-care is about tuning into what makes your heart race with joy. Maybe it's dancing around your living room, belting out your favorite song, or indulging in some guilt-free chocolate. Queens, self-care is personal, so own it. What I do for self-care may look very different than what you do, and that's okay. The important thing is that we do it. I will admit that one of my favorite self-care indulgences is a bit cliche. I go for a monthly massage because both my lupus-filled body and my overly busy mind need it. Shout out to Caitlin over at Pure Body Day Spa in Avon, New York. Her magic fingers do wonders for my aches and pains. Now, let's tackle the misconception that self-care is selfish. Ladies, taking care of yourself is not a luxury. It is a necessity. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And if anyone tells you otherwise, show them the door. Repeat after me. I am worthy of self-care, and I won't apologize for it. If you've ever traveled on a plane, you know what I'm talking about when the flight attendant tells you that you need to secure your mask first if you're traveling with children or the elderly, because if you run out of oxygen, how are you supposed to put a mask on a loved one? Same concept here. If you are at the end of your rope, how on earth can you be the best version of yourself for others? And let's chat about integrating self-care into your daily routine. A common misconception is that self-care is for moments of crisis or when we've already reached burnout. Talk about fake news. Self-care is a daily practice, just like brushing your teeth or rocking your favorite lipstick. It's about proactive love for yourself, not just reactive. It's not about finding time. It's about making time. Whether it's a 5-minute mindfulness break, a quick dance session, or sipping your morning coffee in peace, make time for creating moments that make you feel like the fierce queen that you are. Your mental health is just as important as your physical well-being. So ladies, let's make a commitment today to prioritize daily rituals that elevate your spirits and make you feel like a goddess. One of my favorite daily routines is getting up early, making myself a hot beverage of choice, I have several, and spending some time alone in reflection and relaxation. Starting my day in peace helps me to remain grounded and focused throughout my day. Just ask my husband. I get a little bit crabby if I can't ease into my day. Now, before we unravel some more self-care magic, let's talk about the importance of setting boundaries. Ladies, boundaries are not walls. They are the drawbridge to your castle. Establishing and communicating boundaries is an act of self-love. So let's wave our boundary-setting wands and let the world know that our time and energy are precious commodities. And if you need a refresher on boundaries, make sure you review episode 3, including the bonus content provided. Because, breaking news, self-care isn't just about the good times. It's about navigating the stormy seas, too. Facing challenges, setting boundaries, and saying no when you need to, That is self-care in action. Embrace the discomfort because growth is a beautiful thing, and you, my hive, are all a force to be reckoned with. And for my queens out there juggling multiple roles, let's chat about self-care in the workplace. It's time to slay the misconception that taking breaks is a sign of weakness. We have got to stop with this workaholic worship. Taking short breaks throughout the day can enhance productivity, boost creativity, and most importantly, prevent burnout. So take that damn coffee break, stretch it out, and conquer the world. For some reason, workaholism has become a badge of honor in this country. I see it in the education system as our kids are growing up and being pushed harder and harder and harder. And I definitely see it in corporate America, where I was once a part of that awful, awful rat race. I'm sorry, but it's not honorable to work yourself to death. It's a waste. It's an absolute waste of your precious energy and your even more precious time. Now let's spill some tea on the idea that self-care has to be expensive. Friends, self-care does not need to break the bank. Whether it's a budget-friendly at-home spa day, a nature walk, or a DIY face mask made with kitchen ingredients that you already have, the possibilities are endless. Remember, it's the intention that matters, not the price tag. In the summertime where I live, the weather is finally a little bit nicer, and so sometimes I just like to go for a drive. I love when I'm able to put the windows down, kick up the sunroof, and just feel some fresh air after spending an entire winter in gray, dark misery. So if you live in an area where the weather isn't always fantastic, make sure you really, really take advantage of the days that are good. That right there. Easy, free self-care. And if you're struggling to figure out some creative ways of self-care, this is a really good opportunity for you maybe to spend some time in reflection. What is it that you have been wanting to do but you've been putting off? Is there a hobby that you wanted to start? Is there a class that you wanted to take? The possibilities are endless. But again, the important piece is to prioritize yourself and make this a priority for you because you are absolutely worth it. Now let's talk about gratitude. Practicing gratitude is like a daily dose of sunshine for your soul. Start a gratitude journal. Jot down 3 things that you're thankful for every day and watch how it transforms your perspective. Gratitude is one of the secrets to a joy-filled life, and you, my ladies, deserve all the joy in the world. Engage in this practice and watch your mindset shift slowly but surely. And have you ever thought about the power of affirmations? Spoiler alert, they are a game changer. Affirmations are like love notes to yourself. I know it sounds goofy, but trust me on this one. They are easy to do and can set the tone for your day. For example, repeat after me. I am strong. I am worthy. And I am enough. See how easy that was? Incorporate positive mantras like these into your daily routine and watch how they transform that mindset. Remember, you are the author of your own narrative. And for those who think that self-care is a solo journey, let me drop some truth bombs. It's also about community and connection. Surround yourself with like-minded queens who lift you higher. Share your self-care tips, learn from each other, and build a support network that celebrates your wins and reminds you of your strength. For those who don't have a strong community network, if you want one, get creative. Check out local community events, Are there any town or city board meetings that you could attend to network and get to know people around you? Have you checked in on your neighbor lately? Maybe you want to get to know them a little bit better. And if all else fails, what about Meetup? Go to meetup.com. There are meetups for all different kinds of things. They have photography meetups, meetups for people with small dogs. You name it, it's there. But of course, as a woman, I'm going to, you know, give you a little bit of advice on this one. Be careful. Be safe. Be smart about it. You know, I actually just reached out to my healthy support system last night. Now, to help you understand, I am not the person who reaches out to others very often. I prefer to figure things out on my own, and I usually get all of the moral support that I need from my husband. But last night, I lost my mind a bit and impulsively called a family member that I'm close to and actually cried my eyes out. And again, if you're someone who is listening who actually knows me, you are probably shocked. But you know, it was so cathartic to get my fears, frustrations, and anxieties out to somebody who understood my situation. It was so weird and awkward for me to actually do this, but I recognized that I needed to reach out for support as a form of self-care. So I did. Thank you, Uncle Larry and Aunt Erica, for allowing me to feel weak and vulnerable without any shame or condescension. You reminded me of exactly who the hell I am and helped me to get back on track. So what are your struggles with self-care? What are the inaccurate or negative thoughts surrounding self-care for you? Take a second and think about this. What excuses are you giving yourself to not engage in healthy self-care? If you think it's too expensive, we've already covered that. There are things that you can do that don't cost a thing. If you don't feel like you have a support network to reach out to, we covered that also. There are multiple different ways where you can increase that social support network. What if you're lost and you just don't know what to do? Well, I actually cover that in my book. I came up with a list of 50 things that you can do for self-care. 50 things. So there are no excuses. You know, when I opened the episode, I joked around about self-care not just being about fluffy bathrobes and this and that, but you know something? It can be too. There's nothing that you can't do to have better self-care. If you like getting manicures, but you can't afford to go pay somebody to do your nails, do them yourself. It may not be as fun, you may not feel that it's as extravagant, but it's still a form of self-care. And if you like having your nails done, do it. I have not been somebody who really likes the girly side of self-care very much, but those of you who follow me on TikTok may have seen me ranting about one of the filters on there. I got really mad because there's the Bold Glamour filter on TikTok, and it really poked my buttons because, not gonna lie, it brought out some insecurities in me, okay? So I woke up one morning and I got on TikTok and I was just scrolling through like funny dog videos or whatever, and I saw the filter on there, and so I was messing around with it and I actually looked better. Now, I had like bedhead, no makeup on. I wasn't feeling very sexy, okay? But I put that filter on and I was passable for a decently put together human being, despite the fact that I looked like hot ass getting out of bed. And for some reason, it drove me insane. I lost my shit and I went off and I was really mad, and I did get a lot of hate for going off about it. But to give a little bit of background, I was mad because it made me feel, and this is just me, again, I don't expect everyone to think exactly the way I think, but it made me feel pressured to be more put together. Like, in, I don't know, I'm not the person who wants to wear makeup all the time. And so it just poked my buttons about societal expectations for women, about how we're always supposed to look good, this, that, and the other. Go watch the Barbie movie if you want to get the fire stoked on that one. We're supposed to do it all. And so the app really pissed me off. But I have to admit, after I got through all of that, it actually helped me to come up with a new way of self-care for myself, which was learning a little bit more about makeup application. I can't even believe I'm discussing this because it's kind of embarrassing for me. But I never knew how to do my makeup. I just kind of like slapped some eyeliner on every now and then and called it a day. But as somebody who just recently turned 50, I don't look like I looked when I was 20. Shocker, right? And so when I get up out of bed, I'm not always looking the freshest. I used to, you know, in my teens and 20s, I could roll out of bed and go about my day and not feel any type of way about it. But now that I'm older, I'm like, ooh, girl, you're looking a little tired. So all of this to say, I ended up incorporating some makeup stuff into my self-care routine. Sometimes I just like to buy some new makeup and experiment with it, and that's my self-care time. Even if I'm not going out, sometimes I just maybe put some lipstick on. I actually know how to do that, shockingly. I can do lipstick and not much else without a tutorial. But anyway, that's me. So for those who enjoy making themselves look a certain way, please keep doing that. If that's a form of self-care for you, absolutely do it. Embrace it. If it makes you feel really good about yourself, please do it. But all of this to say, I don't feel like we should be expected to look a certain way, and please don't feel pressured to look a certain way. That's the entire reason for me working on empowering women, is that we need to be okay with who we are. We don't need to try and change ourselves to be someone we're not. If you want to work on a specific part of yourself, that's another form of self-care also. For example, there was a period of time where I thought that I wanted to swear less. And so I worked really hard on that. I tried to be different, but recognized that it didn't fit the bill. It wasn't right for me. So I changed course and I became okay with who I am, curse words and all, because like I said in a prior episode, I think it's colorful. I think it's funny. I'm a storyteller. If you hang out with me in person, I like to tell stories and I like to color it up with some language sometimes. So I dropped that one. But personal development, that can actually be another form of self-care. Right now, for example, I decided that I wanted to learn Italian. And so I downloaded the Duolingo app and I'm doing that. So that is my minimum of 5 minutes of self-care each day. So again, get creative. Do you. Figure out what it is that you're interested in or that makes you happy and make time to do it because you are worth it. Do not make me say it again. Ladies, I want you to schedule some self-care this week. All right, that's your homework. Before you listen to the next episode of The Hint Hive, I want you to identify at least one thing that you can do for self-care. And I'm not even going to make you make a commitment to do it daily. I'm just asking you to think of one thing and try it before you listen to the next episode. Now, before we wrap up this self-love extravaganza, let's talk for just a second about the power of saying no. This is one of those boundary thingies that I keep talking about. Declining invitations or opportunities that don't align with your well-being is an act of self-preservation. Now, as somebody who lives every day with lupus, this is one that I actually have to practice often. And I'm not going to lie, it's not always comfortable. It's getting so much easier for me to do. In the past, I was not fabulous at all. I took on all projects. I took on all patients. I took on all clients. I did all the things, and I allowed myself to just burn out constantly. I hated telling people no, and so I didn't. I only said no if it was something I wasn't interested in. And that's the other thing. Just because it's something that you want to do or like to do doesn't mean you should do it. You have to have that knowledge of how much bandwidth do I have left for this? And if the answer is, well, I'm spread kind of thin, then maybe you need to hit pause and pick it up at some other time when you have the time and the mental capacity to be able to do it. So, queens, let's embrace the liberating magic of saying no and make space for the yes that truly lights up our lives. As we wrap up, let's make a pact, queens. Let's commit to unapologetic self-love. No more guilt, no more excuses. Embrace your flaws, celebrate your victories, and remember that self-care is not a luxury. It is a declaration of your worth. So go ahead, sprinkle that self-love like confetti, because you, my queens, deserve it. And there you have it, another episode of The Hint Hive, amplifying women's voices in the books. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe to this podcast to avoid missing out on your weekly dose of empowerment. Now let's keep the self-love vibes going on our socials, sharing your own self-care tips, tricks, and challenges. And until next time, remember, you are a queen, and queens take care of themselves. Do not ever forget that you are fierce, you are fabulous, and absolutely deserving of all the love in the world. Keep shining. Keep slaying, and keep loving yourself, because you are absolutely worth it. Hive out, my friends.